The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us. We'd love to help you and hear from you.
We would love to help. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Yeah. Subject, I married a groupie. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old married makeup artist, and my husband is a handsome businessman. We got married a month ago, and I was hesitant because I saw signs of him being a groupie. Groupie may not be the right word, but he is intrigued by celebrities. When we watch TV, he talks like a woman would, saying stuff about the actress's hair and outfit. Here's why I can't understand my husband. We are planning a trip to LA, and he's been calling his cousin, who's a publicist in LA, to find out what clubs are popping and which restaurant will have the celebrities in it. I think it is okay to want to get the LA experience, but that's not for him to set up. That's my job. He jokes that if he runs into one of his Hollywood girlfriends like Karrueche Tran or Sierra, he will leave me standing on the street. I have the best sense of humor, but this isn't funny to me. If I said that about Michael B. Jordan, he would be very upset. The other night we were having dinner and lots of drinks. He opened up and admitted that he fantasizes about various black actresses while we're intimate. I went as low as I could, and I admitted that I slept with a famous comedian 3 years before we got married. Shocked, he asked if I was joking, and I said no. He got up from the table and left me sitting there. I drove, so he had to call an Uber. It's been an ongoing argument since that night because he can't believe I slept with a celebrity and never told him. I told him it was sex with a normal man, but he just happened to be famous. That made it worse. Did it hurt his ego more because I had sex with a celebrity? Please help. Okay, really, really, this is crazy. Your problem may have started about celebrities, but you all are just trying to hurt each other now, it seems. And if you keep that up, your marriage is going to be in trouble. It's too soon for all of that. It's only been a month. This is really petty stuff. You're fighting over celebrities. Okay. And rule number one, in case you don't know, is don't try to get back at your man by telling him you slept with someone, famous or not. But I don't know. Seems like since he's so into celebrities, it may have been okay if you had told him he was famous. I don't know. But men are, they're not able to get past when you tell them you slept with someone, okay? Especially if you slept with a lot of people and all of that. So just, you know, word to the wise, don't do that anymore. It doesn't matter if it was 3 years or 30 years ago. That's just not what you say. And yes, since you asked, you did hurt his ego. But I know you were hurt too about his fanboying out over all of his celebrity crushes, Karrueche Tran and Ciara. He said he would leave you standing on the street if he saw them. Ouch, that does hurt. So you hit him back hard with your sleeping with the celebrity thing. The problem is that you guys, again, are just fighting over petty stuff. These things are not worth losing your marriage over. He's into celebrities. You're not that into celebrities. That's the whole problem in your marriage. Celebrities. I mean, you know, you guys can still go to LA, have a great time. There's plenty of stuff to see there besides celebrities, but that is the LA experience. If you've never been before, you do want to go where the celebrities go and hang out where they go. You know, Ciara, by the way, is in Denver with her husband, Russell Wilson. So, you know, I don't see this as a major problem, but I see it growing into a bigger problem if you guys don't nip it in the bud right now. Steve?
This letter's so stupid.
Yeah.
The letter really is her husband, though. Mm-hmm. The problem is him. This 29-year-old married makeup artist, and you say your husband's a handsome businessman. They've been married a month ago, and she said she was hesitant because she saw signs that he was a groupie because he's intrigued by celebrities. Now, this is a telltale. When we watch TV, he talks like a woman would, saying stuff about the actress' hair and outfit. Uh-oh. That is called a glitch. That's what's called a glitch in a man. When you as a woman say, he talks like a woman would, saying stuff about actress' hair and outfit, then that's a glitch. And then she goes on to say, here's why I can't understand my husband. Y'all planning a trip to L.A. He been calling his cousin, who's a publicist in L.A., to find out the clubs is popping, which restaurant will have celebrities in it. I think it's okay to want to go to L.A., but that's not for him to set up. That's my job. He jokes that if he runs into one of his Hollywood girlfriends, like whoever that lady is, Tran and Ciara, he gonna leave me standing in the street. I can't believe he said this to his wife. Yeah. And it don't stop there. This is how dumb this dude is. I have the best sense of humor, but this isn't funny to me. And if I said that about Michael B. Jordan, he'd be upset. Other night, they're having dinner and they had a lot of drinks. He opened up and admitted that he fantasizes about various black actresses while we're intimate. What? Wait a minute. He said that to you? To his wife? Lady, I don't even know why you married this guy. The signs of that you saw early on, they must have been glaring. Because for him to sit up here and say this, and I went as low as I could, and I admit that I slept with a famous comedian 3 years ago. Now, that's when I quit listening to the letter. I damn near blacked out.
Because I was trying to figure out.
I said, where are we going with this here? But then you said 3 years ago, and I said, okay, cool, can't be me. But then it scared me, though, when you said a famous comedian. I'm pretty sure Tommy locked up in a couple of things.
Hang
so
on.
We didn't know what was going on.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I married a groupie. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us.
Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour. With never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush, lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, come on, famous comedian. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I married a groupie.
Yeah, you did, lady. You got a man that has a glitch. When you're watching TV, he talks like a woman would, saying stuff about the actress' hair and outfit. And then y'all planning on a trip to L.A. He got a cousin that's a publicist. He been calling him to ask him what clubs is popping and where do the celebrities hang out. Then he told you if he ran up into one of his celebrity crushes, he'll leave you standing in the middle of the street. I don't know who says this to their wife, but this fool did. Now, you said that y'all was having drinks one time, and he opened up and admitted that he fantasizes about various black actresses while we're intimate. I can't believe this guy right here, man. This boy's stupid. I went as low as I could, and I admitted that I slept with a famous comedian 3 years before we got married. Now, immediately, I went into shock because I'm thinking she done wrote the Steve Harvey Morning Show, what could this be about? But then she said 3 years before we got married, and they only been married a month, so they're cool. That released me. I'm pretty sure Tommy locked up, but Tommy, that releases you too. So shocked, he asked if I was joking. I said, hell no, I ain't playing. I slept with him. He got up from the table and left me sitting there. Well, he did say, if he saw his favorite female crush, he would leave you in the middle of the street. So his coping skills is leaving. He got up from the table, he left you sitting there. I drove, so he had to call Uber. Been an ongoing argument since that night. He can't believe I slept with a celebrity and never told him. I told him it was sex with a normal man, but he just happened to be famous. That's all it was, just sex with a normal man. He just happened to be famous. That made it worse. Did it hurt his ego more because I had sex with a celebrity? Please help. It hurt his ego because he's stupid. See, he wants to tell you about his fantasizing with other women while y'all intimate. He tells you if he see a certain woman in the street, he'll run to her, leave you standing there. But the moment you open up and you honest about something you did, you crushed him. And the reason you crushed him is because he knows he will never be a celebrity. So now, in his mind, his stupid ass, because that's what he want, he now know that's what you want. His was a fantasy. Yours was reality. Oh, that's a cold slap in the face. Oh, when you thinking about who you can sleep with, and then your wife turn around and tell you who she done slept with. Woo! Thinking and doing is two different things. The letter actually turned out to be good. I have no answer for you in this letter because I really don't care. I don't. Because he has everything that's coming his way. All this getting up, walking from the table, threatening to leave you in the middle of the street if he met Sierra and all this here. Hey, man, dog. Now you got to deal with everything you did. And the reason you wrote this letter is because you've been annoyed and upset with him so many times. Now he upset. He got what he got coming. He deserves right to be where he is because he started this. Sometimes you have to leave a man laying in the bed that he made.
One more time.
Sometimes you have to leave a man laying in the bed that he made. Stop trying to make the bed up. Let he in it. Okay. You can't make a bed up while he in it. Mm-hmm. This is an enjoyable letter. Thank you for writing. It's a teaching moment. It gives us a chance to look at it and think to ourselves, you know what? I bet not ever do that.
Yes, famous comedian.
You know what I'm saying? This is a glorious moment. I'm so grateful it ain't me. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, she said in this letter, I slept with a famous comedian one time who I would refuse to mention because we own this show. Then we wouldn't even read this damn letter.
We would have picked another one immediately.
Hell no, I'd have sent this right over to Ricky Smiley and D.L. Hughley. And let y'all have it. Man, somebody sent this letter about y'all. We took y'all name out. We's white out. So that's really it. I don't really have nothing else to say about this letter except this dude is a complete fool and idiot. And, you know.
They've only been married a month.
I don't know what to tell
They've
you.
They've only been married a month.
Yeah. And already this thing came up.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
So now he's stupid. All he's going to try to do is top you now. Mm-hmm. But he can't because don't none of the celebrities want him.
And again, Ciara is in Denver with her husband, Russell Wilson.
Yes,
he going to be out in L.A. Y'all ain't going to be able to enjoy y'all. So he going to be just nose up against the window.
What yeah.
Driving down the car like a dog. Got his head hanging out the window.
Yeah, doing all of that. Yeah. Well, I hope they make it. It's only been a month.
They're not.
It's disastrous right now.
Yeah. It's over. It's over.
It's too petty. Yeah. All right. Well, post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.